Our next presentation is by Dr. Wonsuk Lee, Daniel Lee. Dr. Lee is from the University of Florida, and he'll be talking about remote sensing for disease detection at different scales. And I know when I invited Dr. Lee, he was a little concerned that about water management, the title Water Management in our session. But for those of us who are irrigation engineers, it's real important to know when disease is detected, because withdrawing irrigation or terminating irrigation is a very important element of crop water management. So, Dr. Lee.
Thank you for a nice introduction.
Hi, I'm Daniel Lee. I'm a professor in agriculture and biological engineering at the University of Florida, 2 hours away from here. So this is about citrus greening disease. How many of you are familiar with this disease? Okay, very good. All right, that makes me easier. Okay, I'd like to start with the acknowledgement of all these people. We started this work from 2009. And there are a lot of people involved in this research work. And so very briefly about the overview of the citrus greening. Huang Longbing is the official name. There is the disease originated from China, and the yellow dragon disease, that means. And the picture of that disease, this is the insect Asian citrus psyllid. It's about 3 to 5 millimeter long, and when it feeds on citrus leaves, it releases bacteria, and that is how the trees are infected. And the right side, those are the infected trees. It becomes a yellowish greenish color, and then the fruit are not marketable. It has bitter taste, and so it's not good for making juice. And The big problem is there's no cure for the disease. And so at the beginning, this is right after the disease was first found. It was around 2005, 2006, 2007. This is the scouting method by walking or using different types of vehicles. And it takes very long time. These people, all they are doing is just look at all those trees and then identify suspicious trees, and then take the leaf samples and the lab for the correct measurement using PCR. So PCR is expensive and also the time-consuming and labor-intensive. So we needed a tool. This is, again, a long time ago, many years ago. We needed a tool to for rapid detection with large areas, so we implemented the hyperspectral imaging. So we first start with the aerial hyperspectral imaging from 2007, 2012, 5 times, and then we also implemented twice satellite images using WorldView 2 satellite, and then we developed 2 prototypes of ground-based sensing system. So let's take a look at just very briefly without much details. First one is airborne imaging, 2007 airborne imaging. This was in the Southern Garden, south of Lake Okeechobee. that's a picture, and the location is about 800 hectare, and the two varieties, Valencia and Hamlin. And this is an interesting fact. The number of infected trees, about 12,000. At the time, we thought, wow, there are so many trees were infected. But by now, it's very difficult to find healthy trees. So that was actually very good condition at the time. This is the ground truthing locations, the X marks. So about 10% of the grove the trees were infected. So again, this was very little amount of trees compared to now. We took images using ISA Eagle sensor. Spectral range is 400 to 1,000 nanometer with 128 bands. Spectral resolution 5 nanometer. Spatial resolution 0.7 meter. And we did correction. And this is an example of a lab measurement of spectral signature. So there are 3 different types, HLB infected and zinc deficient and healthy. So we can find some difference in this 5-15 nanometer range. And then this one is aerial hyperspectral imaging spectral signature. Blue is healthy canopy, and then red is HLB infected. We can clearly see the difference in near infrared range from 7 to 900 nanometer. And another sample, this is aerial spectral signature of those different types of samples. Yeah, and then we employed the spectral angle mapping. This one is just comparing the spectrum with the reference spectrum. We can calculate the angle. If it's close, then we classify to the reference. And if it's not, then we classify as different. And this spectral feature feeding, this one is calculating continuum removed reflectance, and then find out the width and the depth and position of those spectral signature. Using that, we can identify different classes. And the example of spectral angle mapping using radiance of 0.05 threshold. So here, if you look at the left image, then the plus crosshair is the ground truthing location, and the right side is the detection result. So the good thing is, if the crosshair overlaps with the red color, then there is correct detection. But we found problem here, a ground truthing problem, because of the shade from the images. So the circled area, the crosshair, the pixel signature is on the bottom of the white color, and then one pixel left, one pixel right is very different because of that shadow. Yeah. So for this year, we found that the ground truthing was a problem, and the positioning error also played a major role, and a more detailed record infection was needed at the time. And then 2009 imaging, we collaborated with USDA ARS with this Cessna airplane, and the imaging device inside the plane, the hyperspectral camera on top, and then four multispectral camera and also RGB color camera, and then the specification of those different cameras. And then this one is an example image, the multispectral image of consolidated citrus grove. We can clearly see the spatial variability of tree size. Somewhere larger size, and sometimes if you see a white background, that means there are the smaller trees. Yeah, again, the example of color image and then color infrared image, the crosshair indicates infected trees by ground truthing. And then this one is about 100,000 pixels. Yeah, spectral signature of six different classes, healthy and HLB. These are the average of 30 pixels, and we can find some differences between those different classes. This time we employed different methods of utilizing spectral library, discriminant analysis, ANOVA, and also MTMF, SAM, and linear spectral mixing. And then this is detection accuracy. So the first top table is using MTMF method. We achieved the detection accuracy is about 73 to 80%. And then SAM, spectral angle mapping, yielded the accuracy about 60 to 86%. And then the linear spectral mixing, we obtained about 50 to 70% accuracy. Yeah, so the conclusion for this study, overall spectral angle mapping produced better results. And if we had a better atmospheric correction and normalization of canopy, then that would yield better results. And again, the detailed record of degree of infection is would be needed. So if the trees are infected, then that is infected, but there are different degrees of infection, the only smaller canopy or larger canopy of the tree. And we were able to remove false positives using tree as a single unit. Okay, 2010, we also utilized the same camera system, and the right top that shows the tarp for the calibration, the radiometric calibration, and also we utilize the handheld spectrometer, this one right there, and then we did the measurement indoors. Yeah, so this is the testing area. So we use the right side as training and the left side as validation. And the picture on the right that shows the, some separation between HLB and healthy canopies using those four different bands. Yeah, and again, the spectral signature of those the different types of objects, branch, fruit healthy and HLB infected trees. And we found very much difference here, and we calculated the first derivative of those spectra at the red edge, 700 nanometer, the right top corner. We can find some difference among those different classes. Yeah, and this one is example of multispectral. The left side is multispectral signature between healthy and HLB, and then the right side is hyperspectral images. Yeah, so we combined the previous year's work, 2007-2010, multispectral, hyperspectral images, and then we employed those different methods in the second column. And then the numbers are the accuracies of training and validation set. And if you look at the red underlined area, then minimum distance, for example, 76% accuracy in the validation set. And the spectral feature fitting, we achieved 90%. And then 2010, SID, spectral information divergence, that yielded about 95% accuracy. So we can say that based on different data set and the different methods, we achieved the various ranges of accuracies. Yeah, and we were able to create this disease density map from low to severe. Green color is low. That's a number of trees per hectare. And then severe is also more than 210 trees per hectare infected. And then different maps are from different detection methods. And then if you look at the A, that is ground detection method. The left side is validation, right side is training. And if you look at different methods, if you compare the results of different method with the ground truthing method in A, then we can tell the severely infected areas can be identified. I mean, the maps are not exactly same, but the severely infected areas can be identified using this area map. Because the area is very large, right? So it's not possible to look at all the trees on the ground. So this aerial imaging can tell you where to go for management of the disease. So, yeah, so for this year, the support vector machine was able to build a good canopy mask. And for this, we had better ground truthing data. So we achieved higher accuracies. And then the disease density maps can identify severely infected areas. And then what we found also was a simpler method, the Mahalanobis distance or minimum distance showed a stable and balanced performance. Okay, and then 2011. So we implemented a different method, and then we thought about why not streamlining the analysis procedure. And then we developed this extended SAM method, eSAM. We started with the smoothing, Savitsky-Golay smoothing, and then the support vector machine to separate the canopy only. And then we employed the vertex component analysis to select a pure end member, and then SAM, and also we implemented the red edge position to filter out false positives. So again, the spectral signature from airborne hyperspectral images, the left side comparing healthy and HLB, we can find some differences. And then the right side is the derivative. And again, the red edge showed some separation between healthy and HLB. Detection result, we compared the result extended SAM with other commonly used Mahalanobis distance or K-means detection method. And then if you look at the last column, that's the accuracy of validation set. So our proposed method, 86% accuracy, and then the other two yielded only 63%. So we found that our method was better than the other two. And then we compared the result with images obtained by UAV and then aircraft. So we used that octocopter there, and using six-band multi-spectral camera, we tried two different sets of bandpass filters. The wavelengths are listed there. So this slide shows you the clear difference between the about the spatial resolution. Right side is by UAV, and the left side is by aircraft. And you can clearly see the higher spatial resolution by UAV. So this table summarizes the detection results. The top four rows are aircraft, the results by aircraft, and then bottom four rows are by UAV. And then the different method, LDA, QDA, SVM, and SVM with the kernel. And generally, the UAV images yielded higher accuracies than images by aircraft images, because the higher spatial resolution by UAV, that's about 5 centimeters per pixel. Then we employed the images by satellite, and this is the picture of a WorldView 2 satellite. And it has eight different bands, from coastal 425 to 950 nanometer, and the other information is there. And the example image, we tried this at Southern Garden in Hendry County, Florida. Study area is there. Panchromatic image shows you a clear picture with a 0.5 meter spatial resolution, and multispectral with a 2 meter spatial resolution. So in this study, we combined the results from the images from satellite and also the airborne images, and all the details are there. And this time we implemented the three different steps of analysis: image correction, image spectral analysis, and the classification. We employed two different libraries, library 1 and 2, the spectral signature with different location and the ground spectrum. So library 1, we used the right side sub-image, and then library 2, we use the ground spectral features and found in previous years. And here is the example detection results by minimum distance. So using library 1, we obtained about 72%. Using library 2, we obtained 78% accuracy. Before this slide, So this study, we compared images using aircraft and satellite. Which one do you think yielded better results? Aircraft images or satellite images? Aircraft, right? Yeah, that's what you thought. But if we look at this graph, this graph shows you the accuracies of different methods by using different images here: airborne hyperspectral, area multispectral, and satellite multispectral using different libraries. And these lines are the average of accuracy of those different methods. And then the top line, 76%, that was achieved by satellite multispectral image using library 2. This result is very interesting. I think it is very natural to think that airborne images would yield better results, but in this case, in this specific data set, we obtained higher results using satellite images. Mahalanobis distance, we had achieved about 81% accuracy, and the satellite image with proper spatial resolution showed a good potential to be a better choice than the airborne image. Okay, so those are the area detection. Now we developed a ground-based sensor system. One of the early symptoms of HLB is the accumulation of starch in the leaves, and then the starch has a characteristic to rotate the polarization plane of light at specific wave band. And that specific wave band we found to be 590 nanometer. And what that means, if you shine the light in the leaf in this direction, then the reflected light is 90 degrees from the leaf. So using that characteristic, we can achieve the detection. And this is the first prototype sensor. These white objects are the light source, and we utilize two cameras here. And then in front of the camera, we put the polarizing filter. This area is the horizontal direction, and this area is vertical direction. So these two cameras have different direction of images. And then this is second prototype. We were able to implement the sensor with just one camera, and then the light source here, and then in front of light source, we put the filter horizontal direction, and then in front of the camera, we put the filter in the vertical direction. Yes, sample images. So HLB negative, healthy images, and this is zinc deficient and HLB negative, and then these are HLB positive infected, and these are color images, and these are the images by vision sensor. So HLB negative, healthy images, we cannot see any white part. But the HLB infected, we see some white part from that starch accumulated area. And the zinc deficient samples also have very much this yellowish light color, and then it appears as a much brighter color than HLB infected. So using the two class and three class classification, we achieved a very high accuracy, about 96-97%. Yeah, two prototypes were developed, and then we implemented simple statistical features, and then detection accuracy was over 95%. Okay, and then so until then, many people asked us, can you do the detection even before any symptoms occur? What do you think? Do you think that would be possible?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So we tried this. We infected these trees artificially in the screened area using the Asian citrus psyllid, and then we exposed 8 weeks, and then we took two sets of images. This is the RGB image. This is the another polarized image example. Okay. So this one is better. So these are the color image, healthy leaf. You cannot see any white part because of no accumulation of starch. But this greening area, we see some brighter part. That using that, we can achieve the detection. So we separated the images into these different categories. Negative, these are healthy leaves, and this is strongly positive, so very highly infected. And then here, negative, exposed, questionable, weak positive, moderate positive. So we can see those white parts, even though it's not very visible on this visible image. So from this result, we were able to identify pre-symptomatic and early symptomatic stage of the leaves using that polarized imaging. And then also we were able to determine four levels in non-symptomatic images. But we found that the distance between the leaf and camera was very important because the leaves at different locations in one seedlings. And then this result can be used for high throughput screening of young citrus plants. Okay, so the overall conclusion. Anyway, in Florida, all the trees are infected. It's very difficult to find healthy trees, and not many people are interested in detecting the trees here in Florida. But in California, they found just few trees of infection, and they are very, very much worried about this disease. And even in Israel, you found the insect, but not infected trees yet. But I think it's a matter of time. So overall conclusion: the accuracy of ground truthing is very important, and include the degree of infection and higher spatial resolution seem to yield better accuracy, and the extended SAM method that we developed yielded promising result. And satellite images yielded a comparable result to those by aerial images. And ground-based detection yielded very high accuracies, the prototypes that we developed. Yeah. Okay, that's all I have. Yeah. Thank you very much for your attention.
We have time for a couple questions.
If there is no cure for this disease, what does the early detection?
The purpose.
The
purpose. Yeah. So in order to manage the disease, you need to find out at the beginning, like the picture I showed you using various vehicles. That takes a lot of time. I mean, there are so many different number of trees in Florida, so it's not possible to detect those trees by ground and truthing. So aerial detection is placed at.
Just count the trees when you find them.
Oh, when at the beginning we cut the trees and we burn them. Right. I think we found one tree. Then we measured the radius of 1,900 feet, and the inside all the radius, every tree was cut and burned. But not anymore, because if we continue to do that, then we don't have any citrus trees left.
So if the disease is detected early on, is there a way to save the tree?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now we are trying a steam treatment. So we cover the tree entirely, and then we inject high temperature steam, like 50, 60 degrees C for a certain time. That has some good result to maintain the health of the trees. Yeah. Yes. Right, Savitsky Golay smoothing.
Which are also like noise reduction, like PCA or MNF that it shows in
ambient? Yeah. We tried the PCA and also the MNF, of course, yes, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm just showing you the just highlight of the study, yes.
Any other questions?
Yeah, thank you.